From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. Microsoft and Yahoo announced a partnership today involving searches and advertising on the Internet. Terms of the 10-year deal call for Microsoft to power the searches on Yahoo's sites in exchange for 88% of the ad money generated. Rachel Miro has more from member station KQED in San Francisco.
Yahoo is the number two online search provider in the U.S. Microsoft is number three. Together, they handle about a third of the search traffic compared to Google, which dominates two-thirds of the market, not to mention online advertising worth some $12 billion a year in the U.S. alone. What makes Yahoo so attractive is the data it collects about users' browsing habits, essential in selling search and display ads. Google offered Yahoo an advertising partnership, but that deal died because of antitrust concerns at the Justice Department. Presuming the Microsoft deal gets the go-ahead, it'll mark a notable turnabout for Yahoo, which fiercely resisted Microsoft's attempt at a hostile takeover last year. Google declined to comment. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Miro in San Francisco.
A new bipartisan NPR poll shows that President Obama's approval ratings have slipped and his health care plan has hit a rough patch. NPR's Mara Liasson reports.
Our poll of likely voters, conducted by Democrat Stan Greenberg and Republican Glenn Bolger, shows that 47% of those surveyed are opposed to the president's health care plan, 42% approve. While support for the president's health care overhaul has remained the same over time, the number of undecided voters has dwindled. They are now moving into the opposition camp. The president's job approval rating has also slipped to its lowest so far. 53% approve of the job he is doing, 42% disapprove, and for the first time, the number that strongly disapprove of Mr. Obama's job performance is bigger than the number who strongly approve. As has been the case all year, the president is still much more popular than Congress. A 61% majority say they disapprove of the job Congress is doing, and two-thirds of that number disapprove strongly. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.
The government reported today that orders to U.S. factories for big-ticket durable goods fell in June by the largest amount in 5 months. The decline reflected continuing troubles in the auto industry and a steep drop in demand for commercial aircraft. Today's report says orders for durable goods fell 2.5% last month. That was much larger than the 0.6% decline that economists had expected. It was the biggest drop since a 7.8% fall in January. Stocks are falling in the opening hours of trading as investors grew increasingly wary about the economic recovery. At this hour, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 33 points to 90.64. The Nasdaq is down 7 points to 19.68. This is NPR News. Israeli police dismantled an unauthorized Jewish settlement outpost, and settlers say they will rebuild it as soon as possible. The move comes as senior U.S. officials are in the region to discuss Israeli settlement expansion. Linda Gratstein reports.
The tiny outpost of Mitzpeh Avichai near the West Bank town of Hebron had consisted for several months of just one tin shack. But yesterday, in a ceremony attended by hundreds of Jewish settlers, including a prominent rabbi, it was expanded to include another shack on an adjacent hilltop, and two families moved in. Overnight, Israeli police dismantled the outpost, but settlers said they will rebuild it. Israel has promised the Obama administration to take down 23 outposts, including one near Ramallah that is home to dozens of families. In addition to the outpost, Special Mideast Envoy George Mitchell is in the region meeting with Israeli and Palestinian officials on the issue of settlements. Mitchell said progress has been made on an understanding with Israel, but did not give details. For NPR News, I'm Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.
Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner says he has reassured China that the United States will take steps to address rising budget deficits once the economic recovery is firmly in place. China has huge investments in the United States and has worried that it could be undermined by U.S. budget deficits. Geithner says the Obama administration plans to reverse the spending of hundreds of billions of dollars devoted to stimulating the economy and propping up a teetering financial system. The secretary says the Chinese agreed to take steps to increase domestic consumption of its products. 2 days of high-level talks between Chinese envoys and U.S. officials ended yesterday. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News.